So I didn't record a podcast yesterday, but I'm back into it today. And I'm going to talk about a post that I put up on LinkedIn and something I'd given some thought to, which is competing on price and the reasons not to do it. The short version is that I believe it's more important to compete on value than it is on price. You should be competitive with pricing, or I believe it's important to be competitive with pricing, but it's not the main thing that differentiates my business. It's not the main reason that people would choose us. So I certainly never have tried to be the cheapest, and I wouldn't aspire to be the cheapest, but I would like to be maybe, you know, out of five businesses or five companies that do web design, I would like to be, you know, the second or third least expensive one in the bottom, sort of below the bottom half of the price range. So, but then the onus is on me to deliver. I plan actually to deliver more value than the top of the price range. But one of the things is that people don't get to find out the entire scope of that value until often long after they've made the purchase. But that doesn't really matter. The point is still to compete on value. Sorry. So by providing more and more value and increasing the value, then it also helps to surprise and delight your client, which is another great tenet, which was defined by, well, I think Tony Robbins, among others. But this idea of providing unprecedented value, and one of the things that occurred to me from thinking about that is that a lot of web designers design the website, deploy the website, and that's pretty much where the value stops. Everything from there on is around them extracting value for as long as they can before their client moves on. My business is set up to be that business to which those clients move on, and they end up staying with us because we compete on value, and we compete so heavily on value. A lot of businesses that might outprice us just aren't delivering the same level of service and quality of product, and so they would find it very hard to compete in the long term. So the price thing, I think, competes in the short term, but I would suspect that many people have a common experience of buying something cheap and then regretting that because it doesn't last. And that can be from everything from a car to a belt, lawnmowers, electrical equipment, clothing, any sort of thing like that. If it's low quality, then effectively low quality means that it's low value and the price is low. But the price is linked to the value in that regard. So I think people understand, or to the degree that people understand, which is most business people, getting the cheapest thing is very rarely the best option. But the thing, finding the thing with the best value is always the best option. So I guess my plan to compete on value and to make that a stated goal and tout that through our communications platforms is going to be a major part of the strategy. So that was it. Just compete on value, don't compete on price. Be competitive with price, but don't make it the main drive of what gives you your edge. Thanks. Bye.